With four live koalas and a tin of grease paint, Mr. Murdoch has denied the allegations. And now it's time once again on Radioactive to say hello, and indeed, more appropriately, howdy to Radio 4 listeners, who join us for our very first live transatlantic link-up as Radioactive sits to attention and salutes New York.
It's a big, big hello and welcome to this radioactive salute to the people of New York in the programme that's full of excitement and fun as all the radioactive DJs are let loose in the Big Apple. But amidst all this fun and games, there is, of course, an element of sadness, which once again seems to revolve around myself. I sit here in the radioactive studios here in the UK with a mug of tea and two custard creams. Speaking to all of them as they gad about America enjoying themselves, and of course they've all got their daytime programmes to look forward to when they get back. Unlike some of us. Still, let's get all the fun underway as we link up now with New York's most popular radio station, Radio WOK WOK. And then, and their man, Big Sal Brookbuster.
Radio.
Quite a day for us both, huh? A chance to find out on either side of the pond just what's in, what's on the scene, where it's all going, and who's doing it. All right, Mike?
I'm very well. And yourself?
Mike, just for starters, let me say that you got yourself one hell of a country over there.
Thank you. It's not actually mine, in fact, but...
Mike, I was over in your country a few weeks ago. In fact, I was down in London. And you know, over here, we very much feel that London is like the capital of England.
Yes, it's a pretty widely held opinion over here, I must say.
We had a good time. And you know, there's a saying over here, Mike, if you have a good time, then you're going to enjoy yourself.
Well, there's a lot of truth in that, is that so?
Yeah, that's just a little bit of American wisdom to start off, Mike, as they say here.
Yes, there's a saying over here that if you want to hear what an American says, then you have to put your ear to his backside.
Okay, nice talking to you, Mike. Have a nice day now.
What?
Have a nice day now.
Well, it's very kind of you to take such an interest in my day. I'm very touched.
Yes, well, you don't have to take everything quite so literal, Mike. Bye now.
Bye. It's literally, actually. But let's not dwell on the niceties of the English language, because lunchtime favourite Anna Dapter, seems to be wheedling her way into a lot of television work these days, is currently over in New York as well, of course. Who isn't? And we link up with her now. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Mike. Well, America, the land of opportunity, they say. And I'm going to take the opportunity to speak now to some of the everyday citizens as they go about their business here on 52nd Street. Excuse me, sir, can I ask you what
okay,
you...
Okay, give me your wallet.
Oh.
And these rings. And your handbag. And that micro... Well, we'll come back to Anna in a little while. In the meantime, let's hear from Nigel Pry, whose potentially incisive views on the American way of life were obviously considered worthy of one of those oh-so-elusive tickets. No doubt enjoying the delights of foreign travel. Nigel.
Yes, it's a happy Nigel. Hello, New York. Here now and just off the plane. A first nervous Nigel, first flight, head in bag. But all help on the next seat, jolly fat with sunglasses. All understanding and many drinks bought for Nigel and him all happy. But now in happy New York, soon on the streets reporting. First, just the formalities of the customs.
These your bags?
These are the bags all packed for Nigel, the New York trip.
What's this bag of white powder?
Ah, yes. That's all powder for the washing, apparently. Brought in bag by Nigel, all as a favour for the jolly fat with sunglasses who say the powder box split. Where are he now?
All right, put your hands up.
Yes, friendly special greeting. Hands up in air. Hello.
Let's get him back in the back room and stretch.
Okay, we're all going in the back room. Aha! Special party now for Nigel. Him all popular. Should be getting on.
Get it!
And now party games. Grab the bag. Lots of fun. Who knows? You have a balloon to the telly.
All right, you. We've got a few questions we'd like to ask you.
Oh, now, Chris. So for now, goodbye, and Nigel will report back soon.
Radioactive says a big hello and many thanks to each and every one of you, 200 million yanks. Let's drink to our newfound friendship, and friends we're gonna say a new dynamic partnership. Radioactive and the USA.
Ha ha. And now, on Radio WOK Walk, it's God time. And here, straight from the man himself, it's the Reverend himself. Your host tonight, the man with the host, here he is, the Reverend Billy B. Wainwright III.
Well, hi. This is the Rev himself bringing you the word straight from the man himself, who God's chosen gift, Radio WOK Walk. 89.3 on the FM dial. Yes, God is coming through your radio right now. God is coming through your radio. Can you hear him? Can you hear God? God is saying hi. God is saying hi, Jenny or Gramps or whoever you've got in your house. He's saying hi, and you know what God is saying now. Do you know what God is saying now? He's saying if you've got a little sick loved one around the house, you got a little sick child, little sick senior citizen, or a little sick pet, he's saying bring it up to your radio right now. Bring that little sick object right up to your radio right now. And stick his little sick part up against the speaker of your radio. Yes, God wants you to press it now hard against your radio. He wants you to press it hard against your radio. Can you do that for God? Can you do it for God? He wants you to press it hard against your radio. He says, do that. And I say, we'll be healed. We'll be healed. Oh, yes, it will be healed. Mm-hmm. Yes, with me now is little Bobby Martin. And yes, he was a cripple.
He was a cripple.
He was a cripple. He was about as crippled as a boy could be while still being recognizable as a boy. And the Lord healed him. The Lord healed him. The Lord healed him by the power of radio. Let's hear him now.
Yes, I was a cripple.
He was a cripple.
But now I can walk.
Ah! Oh, yes, the Lord just wishes you could see little Bobby now as he runs and jumps around the studio in pleasure at the Lord.
I can't get up.
But you know, God's miracles don't come for nothing. Oh, no, God says, get out that checkbook and write out a sum of money that magnifies the Lord to the glory of all its lords.
Amen.
And send it to my trusted bank manager on earth, the Reverend Billy B. Wainwright III. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, and the Lord says, oh, just one thing more, says God. Just don't you forget now that all of God's children just love the taste of Uncle Bob's deep-fried turkey pieces. And that's all from God. Stay tuned now for much more stuff from Radio WOK Walk.
Radio WOK Walk.
I don't know how you do it, Lorraine. Not only are you as skinny as a rake, but you're eating sticky cube-like objects with your coffee.
These aren't just any sticky cube-like objects, Kelly. These are AM cubes, part of my new plan for losing weight deliciously.
What does AM mean?
Anorexia nervosa.
How do they work? How do they work?
Well, you just swatter all these AM cubes and you won't want to eat a thing for 6 months.
Oh, Lorraine, I bet the fellas think you're a regular little refugee.
Sure do. Sorry, Kelly, mustache. Paul's wheeling me around the disco tonight.
Lose your will to live deliciously with the aid of AN cubes. When your nearest and dearest shrugs off this mortal coil, do you want them to rest in peace in style? Then why not book a place now at the Disney World Mausoleum? A coffin designed in the shape of a famous Disney character will carry your dearly departed into the crematorium to the sound of your favorite Disney tune. As Father O'Donohue reads extracts from the Holy Bible in the voice and costume of the Disney character of your choice. Each crypt is designed in the style of a manger, and your coffin is surrounded by a selection of your favorite animals from Jungle Book. Only a limited number of spaces are available, so book now to avoid disappointment when you die. The Disney World Mausoleum. It's how to say goodbye to your loved one in a way they'll never forget.
That's all, folks!
Who are they, these men? They're pioneers. They're frightened of nobody. They're the kings of the Wild West. They've got bushy mustaches, big check shirts, tough blue jeans. Who are they, these men? They're homosexuals. Heading for home. Why don't you come and live in San Francisco? The fag country.
Thank God I'm alive. Listening to Radio Active.
no wonder there's such a bond between the two countries, as they are, of course, linked by a common language. But here to talk to us now about the differences between British and American radio is one of the most popular broadcasters on WOK Rock, J.J. Sebastian, the main man and gentleman groover. Hello there, J.J.
Woo! Woo! Yeah, that's right! In the groove, on the move, find a friend on whom you can depend. That's WOK Rock, Mr. Mike Channel, my man, how you doing?
This is J.J. Sebastian, obviously.
Woo, woo, woo! Yeah, Mr. Mike Channel from the Radioactive. Get down there, brother and giant. How is your ass?
I'm fine. How's the weather with you at the moment?
Oh, yeah, my man. Let me tell you now, what's good is good, and what's fine is fine. It's beautiful people all the time. Get with it and funk your way all over town. Get high on yourself, brother, sister. Get down.
Yes, it's a bit drizzly here at the moment.
Y'all having fun there now?
Well, there's only me here, in fact. I'm certainly having a ball. What differences do you think there are, JJ, between your station and those in England, would you say?
Well, black is black and white is white, my man. You know where I'm coming from?
Well, America, presumably.
Stay cool, brother.
Well, thank you. Yes, it is raining at the moment, as I said, so no real problem there. Well, many thanks to JJ for talking to us, and goodbye for now.
God kiss your ass, Mr. General.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
Well, that's very kind of you. There's really no need to be quite so polite. Still, on behalf of Radioactive, let me wish you all a successful and rewarding day. Bye for now.
Bye.
Sorry?
Bye.
Oh, bye.
New York, it's a wonderful place. Place that puts a smile on my face. My kind of town when I'm in New York is W-O-K. What?
Well, let's go back and see if Nigel Pryor has made any progress.
Are you going to take your pants down, Lamy, or are we going to have to take them down for you?
Hello, Mike. This new game. Nigel run around room and people try to take down trousers. Not yet on street, but so late.
Great. Thanks, Nigel. So let's hear now from Uncle Mike Stan, the kiddie's favourite, who some might think almost incredibly was given an airline ticket. Half fare, presumably.
Yes, hello.
Well, there's a big treat for all of us today because I'm going to talk to some American kiddies and play a few games with them. And where better to have a friendly little chat and play a few games than here in the centre of Harlem? And it should be extra special because the streets are full of little pickaninnies. And they're all having lots of fun. And first off, there's a lovely little girl standing in the doorway swinging her handbag. And I'm going to find out just how much fun she's having here in Harlem. So, excuse me, can you tell me how much fun...
$30.
That's very kind of you, but I haven't actually finished, actually. I was just going to ask you how much fun...
Fun, $30, I tell you.
No. How much fun...
$30.
No. How much fun?
How much fun? How much fun? Are you Chinese or something?
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were a mental case.
Radioactive and the USA.
Well, I'm taking the opportunity while I'm here in New York of sampling the delights of one of their most prestigious restaurants, Les Étoiles et les Bombes, which I'm told combines some of the intricacies of French cuisine with traditional American style and panache. In fact, here comes the head waiter now to take my order.
So yes, madam.
I'll have the coquille Saint-Jacques, please, followed by a Philippe de Boeuf tournado rare, if you would, and that's with broccoli, manchetou, and Lyonnaise potatoes, thank you.
Right. To eat here or to go?
to eat here.
Okay. One cocky Saint-Jack, one rare turnout with broccoli, lunch, and Lyonnaise to eat here.
One cocky Saint-Jack, one rare turnout with broccoli, lunch, and Lyonnaise to eat here.
You want relish?
No, thank you.
No relish on the turnout! You want a drink?
Just ordinary water.
One straight water with the turnout!
Straight water with the turnout!
Come, where did this lobster thermidor sneaking through the box here? Where can I sit?
Okay, I can only be in one place at a time. Shut up! That's $50.23, lady.
Do I have to pay now?
Okay, lady, here's your first course.
Oh, that was quick.
And your main course, your water, your coffee, and your check. Have a nice day.
Do I have to eat it all at once?
No, you got 2 minutes. Okay,
you know, you always got a friend.
A friend on whom you can depend.
That's Radio W-O-K.
Radio
W-O-K.
Radio W-O-K. Whack.
Well, it's time now to turn our attention to expatriates, and in particular a singer who is remarkable for his collection of tartans, his fanatical support of the Scottish football team, and his Scottish ancestry. And all the more remarkable for the fact that he's an East End Cockney living in America. Yes, it's Rob McStewart, a man who doesn't just treat a woman as a sex object, but also as a housemaid, a dishwasher, and someone to clean up after him in the toilet.
I must say, darling, you seem quite relaxed. In fact, you're half asleep. What that you said, I am the worst you've had. Hold on, sweet on to them. You mean to say you've been with men before? Get out of here, you tramp. And I'm gonna kick you out. Gonna kick you out. Kick you out of that.
Well, of course, the radioactive crew would not be complete without our oh-so-daring Mike Hunt. He's one of the many radioactive DJs who got his ticket over here. And he's going to enter into the spirit of things American by hosting a completely nude radio show. Pretty daring. Not to say a bit outrageous. And he should be in the studio now, ready to go. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Well, Mike, how are you feeling?
A bit nervous.
Right, are you? are you naked now?
No, I've got a dressing gown on, and so's Maggie.
Ah, she's the girl you're going to interview, is she?
All right.
Well, I think it's the moment of truth, Mike, so off you go.
Right, well, one, two, three. They're off, Mike.
Jolly good.
Completely starkers.
Right, well, this should all be pretty steamy, okay.
So, Maggie, what do you do here?
I'm a typist.
Oh, and how old are you?
I'm 22.
Do you live near here?
Yes, I live in Greenwich Village, 43rd Street.
What do your parents do, Maggie?
They're both teachers.
What's your favourite colours?
Mike!
Mike? Green.
Yes? Mike? It's not very interesting, Mike.
Isn't it?
No, not really.
Well, we're both naked.
Yes, I... doesn't seem to come across on radio somehow.
Oh. What shall I do then?
I think you need to spice it up a bit.
You what?
You need to spice it up a bit. Talk about sex or something.
Smutty, that is.
I think that's the idea of the thing.
Oh, I didn't realise. Nobody said anything about being smutty. I thought we were just having a chat line.
Yeah, but it's not very interesting.
Oh, well, best pack it in then, not being smutty.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
All right, well, okay, thanks very much, love.
Okay.
Thanks anyway, Mike.
Like your tits, by the way. Very choice.
Oh, well, Mike just seemed to get the hang of it towards the end then. Anyway, once again, let's now join Big Sal.
One thing we're particularly pleased with here at WOKWOK are our news bulletins.
They're pretty good, are they?
Good? Good? Mm-hmm. They're the fastest in the world. Listen, last year we did an unofficial 35, and we're talking seconds, Mike. But the broadcasting authorities decided it was wind assisted.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we're also very proud of our documentaries. Only last year we did a documentary series on the complete history of the Western world, mm-hmm. which included the rise and decline of the Roman Empire, the Renaissance, the origins of the Protestant Church, the colonization of the Third World, and the rise of communism and its implications of Western society.
Great.
And all in 1 minute 45.
That's amazing.
That is amazing, Mike. And it could have been even faster if we hadn't had a commercial break in the middle. But, Mike, right now we'd like you to hear a documentary which won the award for the best cultural program on commercial radio.
Well, yes.
And you might find it a little heavy at first, but it's worth the effort. It is, in fact, the life and times of President Kennedy.
Morning, Rose. Is the baby born yet?
Just a minute. It's a boy.
Let's call him Jack.
One day, he'll be president.
Yeah.
I'm Jack Kennedy.
Are you going to be the president?
Yeah, who are you?
Jacqueline Bouvier.
From now on, you're Jackie Kennedy, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yeah?
You're the new president.
Oh, okay. Ich bin ein Berliner. Well, that's the Cuban Missile Crisis, so...
Honey, don't go to Dallas.
I got to. I'm president.
Oh, okay.
The president has been shot.
That was The Life of President John F. Kennedy, a major documentary produced by Radio WOKY in association with Kroger's, the makers of really filling breakfast cereal.
Radioactive in the USA.
Hi, Mike Flex from Radioactive is here again.
Yes, I am.
And it's special competition time. Mike and I are going to take it in turns to ask questions just to test your knowledge of America.
I'm Britain.
Oh, and of course, Britain.
Yes. Right, shall I start?
And first, to get the ball rolling, I'll start it off with question number one.
Hang on a minute.
Where is the tallest building in the world? And I'll give you a clue. It's not in Britain.
Okay, thanks, sir. Well, my first question, who are the world ice dancing champions? And the clue is, they're not American.
Right, question three. What nationality was John Wayne?
Mm-hmm. Question four, what nationality were the Beatles?
Okay.
Shakespeare? Lord Nelson, and Florence Nightingale.
Question five, just what happened to the British Empire?
Question six, what was Watergate?
Question seven, why don't the Brits get out of Northern Ireland?
Mm-hmm. Question eight, how come the Yanks got the pants whopped off them in Vietnam then?
Question nine, who bailed the Lineys out of two world wars?
Question ten, oh yes, and who was late for both of them?
Question 11, why are the Brits covered in zits?
Question 12, why do American men have such tiny...
Okay, thanks very much. Norman Tuttle here. My day started at the National Trade Center. Where I paid $15 to spend 20 minutes in a lift, which took me to its summit. Here I paid another $15 for the use of a telescope, which lasted for what seemed like 10 seconds, but was in fact slightly less. After a horrendous journey back down in the lift, sharing it with an odorous group of pubescent teenagers who evidently had not yet discovered the joy of soap, I decided to walk the streets. For lunch, I was poisoned in a small restaurant in Chinatown. Thereafter, I spent two of the most dismal hours of my life cruising around the island of Manhattan, on a boat that, had I been a soldier at Dunkirk, I should have spurned. Its captain insisted on making the journey as tedious as possible by pointing out meaningless landmarks and personal friends. And such was the interest in his voice that I chose to sit next to the outboard motor, which I found marginally more interesting. I called a taxi back to my hotel, which took me via most parts of New York State, and whose driver had to be stopped from crossing Manhattan Bridge for the ninth time before admitting to his devious route and bringing me home. I found his haggling for a tip slightly obscene in the circumstances, and so insisted on paying my fare with a Scottish pound note, which I assured him was worth $200 American. On entering the hotel, I found my mail had been given to a Japanese businessman, my luggage was on its way to Budapest, and my room had been taken by a couple from Arkansas who were putting the shagpile carpet to the use after which it was presumably originally named. As I came away, I was approached by a uniformed bellboy who asked me if I'd had a nice day and whom I struck squarely on the jaw. Well, we're coming right around to the end of our link up with Radioactive. Almost time to slip out of the time frame. With me again is Mike Flex. Enjoy yourself, Mike.
Not really,
That's
no.
great. So, do you think you've learned anything from us?
Yes, one thing you learn.
That's good.
One thing you learn very quickly about radio here in New York is
everybody
talks very fast all the time. And in order to say anything, you've got to start by raising your voice so that you drown out anyone else who's trying
to
speak.
Well, thanks very much,
Mike. Just keep on going at all costs. Doesn't matter what you actually say. Just keep going. When you realize that you're just going to have to stop for breath, make sure you do it in the middle of a sentence so it's hard.
Well, Mike, it's...
I know you're just going to say it's been a lot of fun, and I'll just say that for you so I can keep speaking.
You.
Go straight on to my reply, which would probably be thanks for asking. And then you say something like,
you're going to
Radioactive was performed by Helen Atkinson-Wood, Angus Deaton, Jeffrey Perkins, Philip Pope, and Michael Fenton-Stevens. Music was by Steve Brown and Philip Pope, and the programme was written by Angus Deaton and Jeffrey Perkins, with additional material from John Cantor, Maury Hunter, John Doherty, Roger Planer, and Mark Smith. The producer was Jamie Ricks.
Well, as you may have gathered, that concludes our transatlantic link-up. They were supposed to have come through and said goodbye before the end, but they've obviously got better things to do over there. Flex won't be back until Monday, after the freebie weekend in New York, when he'll be hosting my old show at 10 o'clock. Peak time. But I'll be back later on tonight to host my new show at 3 o'clock in the morning. Still, I don't suppose my show is of any interest to Radio 4 listeners, or indeed Radioactive listeners. Or anyone, for that matter. Even my wife falls asleep during most of our conversations these days. Anyway, I'm off home now. It's still raining outside. But in my heart, it's pissing down. I mean, you'd think after 14 years of loyal service, you'd earn some sort of respect.